Maybe yesterday you were a little stressed. You were a little, you know, people were coming at you all different directions.
Yeah.
But you decided to make that change.
We're selling you a home. It's a dream. It's memories. It's creating memories. This is for life.
One of my biggest takeaways, Kyler, and I don't know if you noticed this, is the triangle of success.
Quit playing small because you can't change the world that way. You have to start thinking bigger. There's a lot of things going on in this world. The election coming up. Just a ton of, you know, inflation's up. Groceries are up.
Back to the Tiny Home Podcast, the number one tiny home podcast in the world, powered by Sauerbrook. Kyler, what a song, my man.
I'm pumped for this one. This is going to be an amazing podcast.
Let's
it's going to be one of the best ones. Let's go.
We're missing Colton today, but he'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the CEO, so you know he's on the clock all the time.
We just got back from a business event. Amazing. Best 4 days of any life, and it's just going to make our business better. So that's, you know, today's topic is going to be an amazing one, so stick around to the end.
Yeah. By the way, how awesome is it being with like-minded people, right?
It's changed my life. It's changed the way I perspective. You know, everything is perspective, and we look it through a lens, and it's everything. It's life. It's how you the people that you're around will either make your life good or bad. And it's amazing to be around the people that we have, the team that we've built here at Sauerbrook Life, the lives that we get to change, the dreams that we get to build. And it's been amazing. I mean, awesome. I can't, you know, God is good. That's all I can say. God is good. All the time. You know, I was having a conversation with Zeke, and we were having like, you know, hey, what could you change about yesterday? And it was, there's a lot of things that I can change, but it's the growth, you know, that you get. And I'm so proud, of the team that we have here at Sauerbrook, and the, you know, I'll invest in my team every single day.
Team Sauerbrook, let's go, man.
Yeah, so I'm super pumped. And number one, I've got to give all the glory to God. It's all Him, and, you know, it's been one heck of a journey. But, you know, the days that I look at, you know, you could look at as bad days, I look at as thank God you take me through these things, because it makes us better. It makes us how to have better hospitality and stuff. Yeah. So, dude, I'm just super pumped. God is good.
I want to get into politics, because this is not a political podcast. But going back to that event, PBD The Vault, it was such a life-changing event. But if you really noticed how the room looked, there was Christians, there was atheists, there was Muslims, right? But guess what? Our North Star was all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. In this case, in our case, we don't want people to go hungry. Yeah. We don't want people to go homeless. We don't want the widows to live on the street. We don't want the disabled vets to be on the streets. Mm-hmm. If we could find a way to just unify, yes, our perspectives are different. In that room, there was Christians who believe in Jesus.
6,000 people.
Exactly. 6,000
people in one room.
I talked to somebody who is a philosopher, doesn't believe in Jesus. Yeah. I had the best conversation with him. What I want to get out of this is, it doesn't matter what you believe in or what our differences are. If our North Star is the same, why can't we unite?
Yeah.
Now, that's the issue, is that there was a billionaire that said, how will you scale? How will you grow your business? He said, you will scale, you will grow once you leave your ego at the door. The best decisions, the best decisions you've ever made in your life is on the other side of your ego. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. If you have a great idea, but you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat, I will discard your idea because you're a Republican.
100%. Yeah.
And that's kind of the world we're living in, and it's so frustrating because we're all awesome people. How many people have awesome people have you met that might have been a Democrat, but you never knew because you never asked them and you had an awesome conversation?
The comment that I made earlier, it's all perspective. It's how you view the way that they think and I think. You know, if ego would say, hey, don't listen to them because I'm judging them on who they are, versus saying, hey, I'm just going to lay my ego down and I'm going to listen to what they have to say.
Exactly.
So that's a huge breakthrough. And a lot of people, and this is like, that's what we're struggling with is, and you're 100% right. We're struggling with understanding people and have to like opening up our eyes to see like we're still living in, like we can make this world a better place. if we all come together and unify. And that the beautiful thing about have like in that room, 6,000 people, 34 different countries, all different perspectives, all looking through a different lens, but going towards one North Star, going towards one mission. They want to have a better business. They want to have a better life. They want to give more to their family. That, you know, everybody had a different mission, different goals, but we're all headed to a better world. And that's the awesome part when you have people, you're bringing all the people together, unifying them, because we're all wanting to go to the same people. We're all, you know, we exactly. all think like the same thing. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, and I think that's what America needs. And I mean, this is so important to talk about. We need a North Star. Mm-hmm. Something that both parties could agree on, mm-hmm. and something that both parties could actually admit to agree on. You see what's happening, even in our realm, what we say we want to do. Hey, we want to change affordable living forever. Is that it's going to start with us, but it's not going to end only with us. We need to unify. Mm-hmm. We need to unify. This is a bigger cause. Mm-hmm. What government, what local governments, what big business can unify yeah. with us?
Right.
To make this happen. Now, here's the thing. We have become like corporate America. You know, it's like McDonald's versus Burger King. I mean, it's like the guy from McDonald's said, hey, the difference between you is that you'll look at your competition and help them. The difference between me is if I see my competition drowning, I'm going to put a hose in their mouth and continue to drown them.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of where we're at in America. We want to literally kill our opposing viewers. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Does that make sense? That's why we're going through all the problems that we are going through. Mm-hmm. And I'm passionate about this because these are problems that have been going on for 50 to 100 years mm-hmm. and have just gotten like 100 times worse.
Yep.
Like, does that make sense? We're 100%. At a point in the world where like everything was high, low, and it's kind of weird now. It's kind of just stayed the same for a couple mm-hmm. like months, year, election year. It's super weird. People are scared to do anything. Mm-hmm. And that's just before we get into the podcast, that was my the main objective. Let's find our North Star. Let's put our differences aside.
100%. Yeah, because that's going to determine, you know, we're looking for a lot of people. Our perspective is, you know, you're going on the news, you're looking at all the negatives and you're waiting on the government to come in here and save us. But it's honestly in that room. It's like it's us 6,000 people. It's the listeners right now that are watching this. It is us. It is you that makes a positive impact. It makes, you know, talking to government officials, talking and changing the world. You showing up. It's you versus you. And we can be the change. Not looking at someone else and say, well, hey, I'm going to depend on them. They need to change. Maybe I need to look at myself and say, I'm actually, what difference can I make? What difference can I voting? Making a difference through with someone's life, changing their life, changing their perspective. So you're 100% right. It's up to us to find our North Star, all come together, unify. In a perfect world, that would all happen.
Yeah.
Right? But finding that North Star and finding that fulfillment and saying, let's make this world a better place. Let's make tiny homes great again, you know? But let's make it a better world where we can all, you know, make it better for our kids, make it better for the future kids that are coming up, and it all starts with us.
Yeah.
And that's the reason we started this podcast, is to give people different perspectives, you know, different ideas, different views. You view things different than I do, but we're still friends. Like, we work together. We love doing life together. We go to events together. And it's just been amazing when you can open up your mind to new ideas, new perspectives of what you can teach me, like what I can learn from you. And honestly, I'm living my best life. I've never lived, I've been so happy, been so fulfilled than I am right now, because I'm looking at different perspectives and looking at different ways I can change where I'm at. And it's like, you know, this morning I was praying to God and I'm like, God, thank you for taking me through hard times. Thank you for those moments that I get to make a decision. Today is a great day. Today I can make it a better day. Was yesterday not good? No, but yesterday is past. Today is a better day. Today I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna be the frequency. I'm gonna have high frequency. I'm gonna have high energy. I'm gonna go in there, determine it like today is my last day.
I don't know what it is about what you're saying, but I feel like punching a wall.
It's like
a transfer. What were we talking about? Let's be real. Before the podcast, I was a little low energy, right?
Yeah.
It was just like,
your girl's birthday too.
Yeah, it's my girl's birthday. Happy birthday to Stacy. You know, but she's awesome. But yeah. It's not that. It's sometimes we still. we tend to carry the past, even the past, like 3-4 hours ago, right?
Yeah.
But what you said is when people come into Saddlebrook, that transfer of energy you were talking about. Yeah. Now I'm pumped up. I'm going to carry this the whole day. It was just like yesterday. Maybe yesterday you were a little stressed. You were a little, you know, people were coming at you all different directions.
Yeah.
But you decided to make that change.
Yeah.
And that's why people love coming to us. How many people come to us kind of high guarded? They come with a guard.
Right.
They come like, dude, I've been 3-4 different places. They don't give, they're not direct. Yeah. When they come into us, man, we don't want to know about what you went through. We want to know about how we can help you.
Yeah.
Here's a water. Here's a coffee. Yeah. Here's a food. If you're hungry, we'll go to the Junction local restaurant we have and get you a plate of food.
Yeah.
But we're going to make you smile. Yeah.
That's who we are. You know, that's the company that we used to not be that company until we made that decision ourselves, saying we want to give unreasonable hospitality. We want to give first before we ask. Right. And you know, a lot of you asking, a lot of you listeners that are listening to this, they're like, what does this have to do with tiny homes? What does this have to do with, you know, buying a home? It has everything to do with it, because we're not only selling you a house or a tiny home or a modular home. We're selling you a home. It's a dream. It's memories. It's creating memories. This is for life. And when you do business with us, you get to do business with like as family, as it's a movement, you know, and it has everything to do with it. We want to bring high energy. We want to care for people. And that's just who we are. And I love this podcast. I love that we get to give back to y'all on some of the things that we do on the back end. And it's a lot of taking care of our own people. And this is coming from one of the owners, one of the founders. It's coming from, I take care of my people because I want them to take care of y'all. So anybody that's listening, that's right on the edge of buying, come check us out. And I'm not trying to make an ad or anything here. I invest in my people just like I invested in you going to this event, because I want you to treat that person with respect, with honor, with 100% unreasonable hospitality, because I want them to know that we care for them before we even sell them anything. I want them to know when they walk out, no matter if they buy or not, that they leave better than they came. That is our mission. Yep. It's to know that there is a better world out there, but there is still good people in this world.
Exactly. By the way, this is an ad. We are growing. We are expanding at a crazy rate.
Yeah.
If you want to be part of a badass culture who's Christ-centered, who pursues excellence, but not only wants to be part of a culture, but wants to create culture, we are hiring. This is a life-changing opportunity for you. And I promise you, if you commit to us, we will go to war with you.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are here at Saddlebrook.
Hey, before we get into we got like two main topics that we're going to get into to give y'all some content and all, you know, some things that we're learning about the industry and some statistics and everything. But Chris, can you tell our crowd that's listening, can you tell them like where, like how long ago did you come, like where I found, like how did you become part of the Saddlebrook Army? How did you become Saddlebrook? Like now your wife's working in the business.
Oh my God.
She runs our social media team. And it's been an awesome experience for me. Like it's changed my life. But can you tell them, like, give them 30 seconds where you come from? That way they know, like.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm originally from New York. And somehow I ended up in DeKalb, middle of nowhere, Texas, honestly.
Yeah.
On the interview I had with Kyler, I always told him I was always good at business from my young age, but I wasn't good at anything else. Does that make sense? So have you ever realized, like, you see a bunch of millionaires who are super unhappy? That's who I was becoming before I even realized it. No purpose, no nothing. When I saw an ad on Andy Elliott's Facebook page or Instagram page that this team was hiring, I took the opportunity. I took the interview not knowing where I was going, not knowing what my pay structure was, not even knowing what Saddlebrook was. I bought my ticket here before I asked you, by the way, what am I going to be selling? My ticket's already booked. I'm already committed to this. But that's how bad I needed a change.
Yeah.
And that's how I got here.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to change my relationship with Christ. I wanted, you know, I didn't believe in brotherhood. I didn't believe in friends before this. Mm-hmm. I wanted that. I wanted to restore my relationship with my girlfriend who now is my wife. And awesome. I just wanted to just grow as a person and live a purpose-driven life. So that's how I got here.
And now you get to help other people's dreams come true.
Exactly.
You get to put families in homes, which is the amazing part of it. is you get to make a difference. And I think everyone wants to make a difference somehow or some way. And we help people find that.
Yeah. And I want to make something clear before we start the top. I have a bunch of topics, guys, but when you have a conversation like this, you have to have it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? One of my biggest takeaways, Kyler, and I don't know if you noticed this, is the triangle of success that he talked about in PBD.
Mm-hmm.
First, you work to survive. Then you work for freedom, for lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? Which is your homes, taking your girl out, the mm-hmm. vacations. Then you live for freedom to do whatever you want. Then the fourth one and the hardest one to get to is purpose. Then you start living for your purpose. And why do I say this? I saw this super, super negative comment on Facebook the other day that was saying, yeah, they want to create affordable living, but their prices are unaffordable. And I was just like, man, if people only knew our vision. We're creating a business right now. We want to give away these tiny homes eventually to mm-hmm. people who need them. Can you explain that to people, what our vision is in the future when we grow our company to create sustainable living for the homeless, for the widows, for the veterans? Can you explain that?
Our vision is so big, and I tell everyone that comes in our company to even work in our customers that our vision is so big that because of the employees, our goal is to have 2,000 employees. So my vision has to be very, very big in order to fit everyone's goals inside of that vision. And it all came to how we came up with this is I've always wanted a purpose. I always wanted to give back. I just didn't know how. I didn't know how to create something like that. And it just kept on growing and growing and growing. And we kept on like dreaming bigger and grow. The company's growing. The company's going back. The company's growing. We start getting around better people. And now the vision is to be in all 48 states. It's to be giving away tiny homes. And part of me giving back is that's a huge thing. I want to give a tiny home away every month. That is the whole goal, is to give it to somebody that is in need, that, you know, we want to make a difference. And I don't just say that to gain that publicity. I gained that because I went to Mexico and it changed my perspective. And I went to safe house. There was a lot of kids there, sex trafficking going on. And I'm like, man, it's like us at America have such an opportunity to make a difference. How can I go back with who I am and have a big enough vision to where I can make a big impact? And it all started with one tiny home at a time. It started with slowly getting bigger. It started with slowly making a difference in this person's life. And then it just kept on feeding and feeding. And so the huge vision of Saddlebrook is to, yes, this is a business. We have to make money. But on the backside of it, the people that we're helping, the donations that we're making, we gave away to this was a couple months ago, it might have been 6 months ago. We gave away a tiny home. It's actually a little bit bigger than a tiny home. It's about 700 square feet. And this nonprofit organization reached out. They shared their story. And so they help wounded warriors go through PTSD or whatever, PTSD and all that. And so we donated it because of a good cause. And honestly, with people that come together, that purchase, you're part of that. You're part of that vision. So when you buy a tiny home, the things that we're doing on the back end to give opportunities to give homes away to other people, you're actually part of that vision now. You're part of that buying process. You buy a home and you're like, yeah, you know, I gave them $100,000 for a home. We're helping someone else. And that's the whole goal, is how do I make an impact so big that we can change the world? And it's not playing small, it's playing big. And the vision that God gave me is quit playing small, because you can't change the world that way. You have to start thinking bigger, because God put us on this earth to think big. And how do we make an impact? It's one person at a time. One person, one word, because words, change your words, change your life. And it's the simple things when a customer walks in, how we make them feel. That is part of the vision. The vision, the ego side of me says, hey, I want to have 48 states right now. The other side of my purpose then, how can we make a difference now? How can we make a person's life change right now? And it's that's the vision keeps growing every day. I could tell you, hey, I want this much revenue. I want this many employees. I want this and I want that. But that's ego talking. What can we do today to make a difference in someone's life? Is our product higher than some of them? Yes, but my goal and my vision is so big. I want to change and impact so many lives, not in just in America, in Mexico, Africa.
El Salvador.
Salvador. I want to be building homes. I want to be giving back. That is the mission. That is the vision to make such a big impact on this world that when we leave this world, because we're only here for a short time, is the world will know our last name. That's the whole vision. Saddlebrook is not just a tiny home company. We're a world changer, world maker, and a world leader. We're a vision. We create vision. We create impact. That is what we're doing. So every person that walks in this door, no matter if you buy or not, once you become part of our family, you become part of our vision. And you're helping that vision grow bigger.
You know, I was asking myself the other day, why do we always get like on the verge of tears like a lot of the time we talk? I can hear you talk and start crying, to be honest.
Yeah.
And the reason is because...
So passionate about it.
Our passion, I was going to say passion, biggest one is belief. Mm-hmm. Our belief is so big. Yeah. On the morning, in the morning on our way to work, Stacy and I put Eric Thomas. What was he saying? Hey, go after it. What is your belief? He was like, raise your hand if you believe in the lottery. Nobody wanted to raise their hand because they're like, oh yeah, I don't believe in the lottery. He was like, all right, let me reward it. Raise your hand if you've ever played the lottery, lost and then played again and lost and played again. Everyone was like this. Me. He's like, why are you doing that? It's because you buy 5 tickets, right? You lose, but then you go again because you have that belief that you could win. Yeah. The lottery pool of money doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. It's not like the Mega Millions has 200 million set aside for you to give out. You keep putting in that pool, in that pool, in that pool. The lottery system was created on people's beliefs, Eric Thomas said. He's like, you know how he talks. He's like, no, I don't think you understand me, he said.
Yeah.
The lottery system exists because you believe in it.
Yeah.
If people stop believing, stop playing, and stop putting money, there wouldn't be any money to play the lottery, to give away.
100%.
And that's the same with Saddlebrook.
Yeah.
We constantly have to tell ourselves, hey, we believe. Even when it seems low, even when it seems like the needle is not moving forward, we believe. We're not going to quit because we have a bad month, a bad 2 months, a bad 3 months. We're going to find a way to get out of that hole, and we're going to keep believing.
100%.
And keep believing. Yeah. And he was like, I mean, we're Christ-centered. He was like, so why don't we treat God like that? Yeah. He's like, when God don't respond right away, you just want to stop believing. But you believe in the lottery.
Yeah,
you don't win, and you still keep playing. That's the same thing with Saddlebrook.
Yeah.
Patience. Yeah. Because we are working. We're not in the 48 states, but we will be there. We're not at $1 billion, but we will be there. We're not at giving a tiny home away a month. I think we're going to give away communities at a time with the help of local governments, local investors, local nonprofits. Yep. I really do.
That's some of our vision and mission is to work with communities, work with towns, cities, government officials to create these communities to where we can help our customers live a life of peace and profits.
Yep.
Number one is... You know, there's a lot of things going on in this world. You know, we got election coming up. We got just a ton of, you know, inflation's up, groceries are up, you know, credit card bills are higher than it's ever been. And there's a lot of chaos in this world. You can look at a lot of chaos, but what you focus on, your energy flows to. And so we want to create not just a place where you can buy a home, but a place where you can learn to live your life peaceful with some profits, where you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck, where you don't have to live with there's no profits in the bank. You know, and that's the reason we created affordable homes. We've got 30-year mortgages. You know, we've got the whole goal is to get you to become debt free at some point. And building this vision on how do we help in every aspect of your life.
Exactly.
Family, faith, finance, fitness, all four of those areas, right? That's what we focus on. So building communities out that not only we can sell a home, but give them an education.
Of course.
Of what the school system doesn't teach. So it's an awesome opportunity. And it's all God. It's God. God's honor and glory goes to him of giving us this God-sized vision and goal to build a kingdom business that's for him. It's all him. And it's all him that gives us these ideas. It's amazing people like you. It's amazing staff that we have, that change everything. You know, without them, we wouldn't be who we are. God is good. God is good. Extremely good.
You know the podcast is good when we can't even get to the questions.
Let's get into the topic. God, it's been like
20-30 minutes. I know, oh my God. By the way, guys, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our channel. Our producer, Zeke, I'm not sure when he's doing the subscriber drive, but we are having a subscriber drive. We'll have to talk about that a little more. But guys, comment on the video. Any questions you have about what we just talked about, just take a press pause for a second, comment something. It helps the algorithm. It helps us reach more people. Hey, share the video. If you know someone who could benefit from this conversation, share it and drop a like.
Drop that like.
Yeah. Kyler, you talked about we won't change the world playing small, right? We go from freedom. We go from survival to lifestyle to freedom to purpose. Mm-hmm. Biggest person who's living out his purpose right now, I would say, is Elon Musk. He has no reason for more money. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's not doing it for money. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we got our endorser. You know how LeBron endorses Nike? Tiny Homes has its endorser now. Yep. And it's Elon Musk. Look, I was on homeandtexture.com and I saw Elon Musk actually lives in a tiny home.
That is awesome.
Outside of Boca Chica, Texas, outside of SpaceX.
Yeah.
What do we know about Elon Musk? He believes in sustainability. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things mm-hmm. about tiny homes, mm-hmm. the sustainability of it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So when I saw that he lives in a tiny home, it really opened up my eyes. And he could live in a
billion-dollar home.
He could live in a $30,000. He could afford any home in America.
But he chooses a tiny home.
Because it's a purpose for him. So talk about the sustainability of tiny homes and what we're doing to be sustainable as well.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is, personally, I live in a tiny home right now, and I made that decision saying, you know, I'm not married, I'm not, you know, I don't have the family yet. So it's like, and if you do have a family, we've got so many customers that come in that have either sold a $400K house, sold a $500,000 house, and they're like, you know what, let's work on becoming debt-free. How do we become debt-free? It's going to something that's sustainable. Driving down your grocery bill, driving down your electric bill, driving down the cost of a home. And so first thing that comes to my mind is living in a tiny home, your mortgage payment might go from, you know, a $400,000 house, your payments are $3,000 versus, you know, if you can pay cash, if you just sold a house, you can pay cash for a $100,000 home. What does that do for your family? Now you can take your family on a trip.
Disneyland
for your kids. And so this is the time that living in something that's sustainable. You know, we just talked about Elon Musk. Why does he live in a tiny home? It's simple. It's affordable. It's sustainable. I don't have to worry about a $500 electric bill. I don't have to worry about filling seven rooms or four bedrooms up with all furniture or six bedrooms or whatever. Or this 3,000 square foot home where I'm... Like mindset goes, okay, I've got to fill this home up with furniture or it doesn't look good. So now you're spending $10,000 or $15,000 on furniture. And so all those little things, they matter.
Yeah.
But when you live in that home where you can create a big enough home, you know, our average home size is anywhere from 800 to 1,000 square feet, two bedroom, two bath, up to three bedroom, two bath. So the cost of everything now goes down.
Yeah. And like I said, like 30 minutes ago, I'm originally from New York. So New York City, what people are doing because it's so expensive is they either have a one-bedroom apartment, which is going to cost them like $2,800 in the city. Mm-hmm. I just was doing my research. People are literally saying they wouldn't consider our homes because they're claustrophobic. And I think that's kind of like I think it's contradictory when you see that people in New York City are living in one-bedroom apartments where the average square footage I checked was 550 to 750 square mm-hmm. feet. People are earning $5,000 in the city, entry-level jobs, and paying $2,800. Mm-hmm. More than half of their check has to go towards rent just to live in 500 to 750 square feet. Yeah. And this is even crazy. When people want to rent three bedrooms, I mean, I know you've never lived in a big city, but in big cities, this is common. And I've mentioned this before. People literally get three a 3-bedroom apartment, which is going to be like $5,000-$6,000, depending how luxury you go, which is insane. Mm-hmm. And they split the rent.
No.
So now, you know, if that apartment is 1,200 square foot, you're splitting it into three. You're actually living in 400 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people are hating on tiny homes this hard? Like, it's the change that this is like a new thing. I mean, change is hard always, but why are people hating on tiny homes so hard?
It goes back to the conversation that we had earlier to them at the beginning of the podcast. We talked about perspective. It's the belief of someone else that said something about it that makes you, you know, think that it's claustrophobic. You know, one of the things that we do in our tiny homes is we put a lot of windows. We add cathedral ceilings to where it makes it feel a lot bigger. We add dormer windows above on the roof that bring in that natural light. We have, I mean, ours are pretty luxury, I would say, because we add granite quartz countertops.
Soft house cabinets.
Farmhouse sinks. I mean, nice cabinets, luxury cabinets. You get the, you know, the nice walls. You know, it's just that perspective of, you know, I'm thinking a lot of people think tiny home, 399 square feet. That's not really us. We are the number one custom, I would say the number one custom home builder that can
transport
a dream home to you. And it's a small square footage, no matter if it's for you, a family member, exactly, or an investment property. But we've created these homes to where you don't feel claustrophobic. In an apartment, you have flat ceilings. In ours, you have a ceiling that goes like this.
Yeah.
Makes it feel a lot better. So when you step in our home, go on our YouTube or our TikToks. TikTok is Saddlebrook Life. And you can see what we do in our homes, the different customizations that we do. We have customers that come in all the time that we're moving a window in, or we're moving a window around, or adding a window here. We're adding custom door here. We're adding a dormer here. We're adding a loft here. And we're doing all these things that make this home special for them. And that's, yeah, I think that's one of the things that makes us different, that sets us apart from everyone else, is when you come in, we let you design your home that you don't feel like you're claustrophobic. You want a window here, boom, we put a window there, right? So I think that's what makes us different and what makes the tiny home, and I hope I explained that right, of our tiny homes are different. Our homes are different. And why do I say that? Because, like I said, we're a movement. We want to be a change. We want to build a different home than everyone else is building. And come check us out. Take a look at them. And, you know, touch it, feel it, smell it, and see what you think. And we've got how many customers now? Over 2,000 some customers?
Yeah.
That, actually, I think it's more. I think our numbers are over 3,000, but
I think it's pretty cool how we went from 100 customers a year to 100 plus a month.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
It's a movement. That's the reason I'm saying that. And we've helped people become debt free. You know, they could have went and bought the $400,000 house, and they said, this is the year that we want to become debt free. This is the year I don't want my family to go through the debt, go through, you know, having to worry about no money for grocery bills or no money for a trip, because it's all about creating memories. It's about creating memories for your kids, for your wife, for your family. And you can do it with one of our homes. And that's the goal that we have, is to make this home customizable to your wants and needs.
Yeah.
But not in 3,000 square feet. We dial it down to 800 square feet.
And honestly, who needs 3,000 square feet if it's just a small family? Yep. But I'll say there's something so funny, because you said, I want to mention those cathedral ceilings. Every time people walk into our homes, they're shocked.
Yeah.
A lot of them have seen RVs. A lot of them have seen manufactured homes. Why? Because tiny homes, modular homes, is such a new concept compared to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're doing this podcast, guys, by the way, so everyone can know that we exist.
Yeah.
When people walk into our homes, I always say the same thing. Hey, good luck cleaning the ceiling fan. You're not going to reach that thing. Yeah. These ceilings are high.
Yeah.
Even if you're seven foot tall, even if Yao Ming or Shaquille O'Neal went into it, you can't touch that ceiling fan.
Yeah.
And that's the awesome concept, is that people get that like open, kind of luxury, open concept feel because everything's so high and open.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Listen, I saw something that said, According to Today Homeowners, 40% of tiny homeowners are older than 50. And the way I bring that up is the New York City analogy I made. What you like today is not what you're going to like tomorrow. Does that make sense?
Yep, 100%.
Everyone likes the city. Everyone likes to hustle and bustle. Everyone likes the chaos until they don't. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Some people get there younger in their life. Some people get there older in their life. But why do you think people, the older generation, let's say the millennials or the Gen X, are more open to tiny homes than Gen Z?
I think they went from the conversation that I've had, they have, you know, all the kids are moved out. They're living for purpose now. It's about how do we spend more time with our families? How do we spend more time with our grandkids? How do we spend more time on vacation? This is a year where, you know, me and my wife might travel more, you know, things like that. I think that's some of the reasons why some of these 50 and older, they're coming and buying this, because they don't really need a 3,000 square foot home anymore.
Yeah.
It's just you and your wife, or it's you and your husband, and you make it about your grandkids. You make it about your kids. You make it about your family. And it's about creating memories. It's about creating memories outside of the home, not just inside the home, but outside the home. Because memories and life are more precious than, you know, buying that $1 million home. You can make a memory in a $100,000 tiny home and a $1 million home. It's what is more important. That's the way I look at it. What's more important for the older generation? What's important to them is saying, "Hey, let's sell our home." If you owned a home for 30 years, you've gained some equity.
Oh yeah,
and you can cash out. So let's cash out. Let's put this money back in retirement. Let's live on this money. Let's make an impact with our kids and our grandkids. Let's buy a tiny home. Let's buy a smaller home, because it's all I need, honestly. Let's put it on a piece of land, and let's create memories. What's important? What's the purpose? And I think the older that you get, you start being aware of, I don't need the $400,000 home. I don't need the $800,000 home. You go through those phases, but what's more important? What's purpose?
Do you think flex culture has plagued the Gen Z, young people?
100%. Yeah. I mean, you see it on Instagram. You see it on TikTok. I mean, I'm a 25-year-old. I could look at all those things and want those things. But it's things that you think that are going to make you happy. Things that are going to try to fulfill you.
And that's why I love that we talk about the purpose-driven life. Because there are 25-year-olds, same age as you, who do have the $600,000-$700,000 homes and could barely afford their payments.
Mm-hmm.
How many Americans are falling behind on their payments right now? For a home that they shouldn't have been in the first place. They could have gotten a smaller home. They didn't. Now they can't take their families out. Mm-hmm. Now they can't, you know, afford any decent car.
Yeah, I think it's because we don't, the economy, the world doesn't educate anybody really on how to live a life of purpose with peace and profits.
Yeah.
Peace and profits is, wouldn't you want to live a life that you can give your family peace, where you're not always worried about missing the next payment, where you're not worried about not being able to buy groceries, where you're not being worried about being able to take your family out to eat dinner, taking them to Disneyland, taking them on vacation. That's something that the world hasn't taught anybody. What they teach is, buy a home, spend the $400,000. Oh, you'll make it. And then you go deeper and deeper into credit card debt. And honestly, it's one of the highest leading causes of divorce, is because of all the financial stress. So why would you not make a decision and say, for me and my family, I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to buy something that I can honestly afford. Something that I can put my family in, to where we can live a life of peace and profits. Because honestly, these homes that we build, tons of our customers have built them and gained equity.
Yeah.
And then after 4 years, they're like, hey, my family's growing. Now, after I invested in a home that I could afford, I paid it off. I'm debt free. Now I'm putting money back. Now, 10 years later, now I'm buying the house of my dreams. Now I'm buying the 3,000 square foot home. now an opportunity came along where I could find and buy that nice property, right?
Yeah.
20 acres, big home, the dream, you know, white picket fence. So stepping into these homes is what's more important.
Yep. And if you're a young person, you can, like I said, there's seasons in your life. If this is just a season of saving for that life you do want, this is a perfect opportunity for 100%. You. And I feel the need to mention your mentors, which honestly have become mine too, Stacy and Larry Wallace, how they live, how they taught us peace mm-hmm. and profits.
Yep.
High ticket CEOs, high level CEOs. When you walk into their ranch, you'd never believe they live in an 1,100 square foot home. But when you see their lifestyle, when you shake their hand, when you give them a hug,
so much love,
you feel the peace, you feel the love. I mean, they went from the best neighborhood in Frisco mm-hmm. to a ranch, mm-hmm. 1,100 square foot, never been happier. And they're living out their purpose mm-hmm. because they have peace and profits. Mm-hmm. You cannot live a life of purpose if your next paycheck is consistently consumed by bills.
Mm-hmm. Can
awesome. Like, how freaking awesome is the concept that we're trying to kind of I'm trying to push this, because it's like when you find Jesus in your life, you just want to tell Jesus to everyone, you know what I mean? It's the same thing with these tiny homes.
100%.
It's like, dude, this is the way out, even if it's for a season. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because how many people are renting where you can buy a tiny home, gain equity for the same price?
Tons of people that are renting for $2,000 a month and they're not building any equity.
No, exactly.
You know, buy something that's still affordable in America, no matter where you're at, maybe Saddlebrook is not the option where we can't deliver to your state yet.
Yeah.
But find something that you can invest in now, so you can invest later in the future where you can live through peace and profits.
One of the biggest thing about tiny homes is also like the resale value.
Mm-hmm.
People are worried about the resale value. So I kind of want to talk about a little bit about what are the best sizes to be compatible to each market, to any market.
Mm-hmm. I would say number one, 2-bedroom, 2-baths, because you can turn that into an Airbnb. You can turn that into a long-term rental.
Yeah.
Or a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I've got 4 of them right now that I did myself, and I just bought some land, about to do 14 more.
And they're competitive to your local market, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. So no matter if you're buying it now for you and your family to live in, later in the future, I've seen a lot of people take them to a lake lot. I've seen people move them. I've seen them turn it, you know, buy a couple acres, leave it on there, and then later sell it for way more than they got, you know, more than they got in it. We had one customer in Oklahoma, bought it. They were about $100,000 in. About 2 years later, they sold it for $460,000. You know, that's a huge story, but for an Airbnb investment, right?
Huge.
So our homes, they're not really, they're appreciating over time, and you can do so much with them.
It's kind of insane. The next topic I want to bring up, it's vital for us to have mentors in this space, because the power we hold in affordable living, it's huge. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
It's the power there is in Saddlebrook is big. And I feel like we always have to stay grounded to always continue to live out our purpose and stay grounded to our dreams
mm-hmm.
and our vision. Because it could turn south right away. Because there's a huge market in affordable. There's a huge opportunity for growth in affordable living. And that's what every big tiny home company is doing. There's a lot of greed in business. There's a lot of envy in business as well.
Yeah.
So for us, wouldn't you agree that there's a lot we have to do to stay grounded to our vision?
100%. Yeah. We have to stay grounded, and we have to stay on the mission. We have to stay on the vision. And that's the reason we have mentors and coaches that help us stay on that North. That's the reason you talked about in the beginning, a North Star.
Yeah.
And we found our North Star 2 years ago, and we've been on that mission ever since. And it's amazing. Once you could find your North Star, everything will change.
Yeah.
Everything will change.
Yep. And there is a lot of opportunity in tiny homes. So
100%.
We're not saying making money is bad. That's not what I'm saying at all. Because my next topic was like investors. We work with a bunch of investors. And we keep talking about it on every podcast, because there is a huge opportunity for not only us to make a change, but partner up with investors to make a change as mm-hmm. well. So for those investors who are on the fence, who are sitting on money, they don't know what to do, I did some research, and there's a man named Isaac French from Waco, Texas. Yeah, you sent the video the other day. He invested in 7 tiny homes, built a little lake, nice lot. Guess how much he's cash flowing a year? Can you guess?
Million. Yep.
Yes.
$1 million.
Jesus.
Yep. He took a, remember the story? I think he took a lake, or he took a piece of property, put a lake in the middle of it. Maybe the lake was already there, and then he put tiny homes around it, and it just blew up.
It blew up.
Yeah. So it was just a normal, I don't think he was an entrepreneur before it. He just decided to do it. This was his first property.
I think he saw an opportunity and he took it. He
took it. Yeah. So people, the investors that are on the verge of just doing something, right on the fence, look at these opportunities and jump on these opportunities before other people jump on them.
Yeah.
We've got tons of investors knocking at the door right now. Wait, just, you know, we've got Arizona, we got coming up, we got Houston coming. So different projects that we got coming up that it's huge. The tiny home market for investors is huge right now. The opportunity is insane.
Insane. And that's what we want to do. We want to empower investors. We want to empower business owners. Yep. So when we went to this event, Patrick, but David, The Vault, like we mentioned before, insane event. Like we said, we're divided between political parties, but he was like, hey, we have Democrats, we have Republicans. Let's create another political party, business owners.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to take away is entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
right? Why don't we create such a movement and empower business owners?
Mm-hmm.
So that's also part of what we're trying to do as well, to help people expand their business and collaborate. Once we collaborate ideas, that's when one idea that is here mm-hmm. elevates up to here.
100%.
Yep. So 100%. Would you encourage business owners to do business with us?
100%. If you're a business owner and you need office space, if you need a, like we've done RV parks where we've done the office, we've done RV parks where we put tiny homes in. We can, we've actually got a project. They're doing 12 tiny homes down in, close to Austin, close to the Mexico border. They did 12 tiny homes for an Airbnb. And, so 100%, all business owners, all investors, 100%, no matter what we're doing an office for an apartment complex.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, ain't that cool? So it's those little things like that we partner up with business owners, housing for their employees is huge.
Yeah,
I've seen that too. Just like crazy. So, the movement's crazy. And so I would say investors, entrepreneurs, business owners, reach out to us and let us see if we can help. If not, maybe we can collaborate. Maybe we can help you take your business to another level of what we learned. So it's just, there's tons of ways where we can work together and unify this country again. And it's the number one thing that I want to do. No matter if you don't buy our home, how do we come together as investors, as business owners, entrepreneurs, as family people, as men, as women of this country to change this country? It's going to take us. It's going to take us coming together in unity and taking all our differences, putting those differences together and creating an army and saying, hey, let's make this world like great again.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what we want.
And before we close out the podcast, I mean, we're on the fourth quarter of the year. Saddlebrook has had an insane year and it's only going to keep getting better. Mm-hmm. What's your outlook for Saddlebrook the last quarter?
Keep changing lives. Keep making an impact. And exponentially, we're growing super fast. So it's making sure that we can take care of our customers.
Yeah.
Making sure we can take care of our people. And that's number one. It's taking care of you guys, the needs that are out there. So if you're listening to this, if you got someone, a family member, somebody that needs to listen to this, send it to them. If it can be educational, inspirational, motivational, whatever that is, share it with the person and let's make this a movement. Let's make it a change of changing the world together. That's it.
Dude, I appreciate the talk, man. It's been awesome.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm full of energy. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Ready to punch
through the wall. Dude, we just finished a podcast. Let's just do another one right now.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really feel like we changed people's lives today.
100%.
I feel like there is something you said or I said that could change a life.
Yeah. And if it's one person.
If it's one person, then it's all worth it.
Yeah.
But let's get some energy, man.
Let's go.
All right, guys.
Super excited.
I have to close out the podcast, but we'll see you next week. Listen, like I said, drop a comment. It helps the algorithm. If there's any question or concern we didn't get to, drop it. We'll answer it on the next podcast. You guys, drop a like if you like the video. We are trying to get to 200 subscribers by the end of September, and it won't happen without you guys. So subscribe and turn on your notification bell so you don't miss our podcast every single week. Kyler, tell them, are we going to miss a week?
We're not going to miss a week.
We're not going to miss a week.
We're not going to miss a week.
Absolutely not. Drop a comment, drop a like, and subscribe with the notification bell. Let's go, guys.
Let's go. Peace.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.